Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Michelin Cross Climate 2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire for Wednesday, November 30th. What a Tuesday that was. Surely all of you were glued to your televisions on Tuesday morning on the West Coast, 2 p.m. on the East Coast. USA, Iran, what a game. It just feels so good to get through. You could breathe a sigh of relief. We made it. We got to the knockout stage. That is a victory. Remember, we didn't even qualify for the 2018 World Cup. So to get to the knockout stage, and folks, you know, our guest who's coming up shortly is going to talk to you a little bit about our chances against Netherlands. And here's a little surprise. We've got a shot. Yes, they are better than us. They are not considerable favorites, but the USA was plus 400. To win at the Open, and then I saw it as low as plus 320. It was like one place I think I saw plus 290. So there is some early money on the U.S., and yes, I get it. Public is coming in on the U.S., obviously. Like, who's betting Netherlands here? The U.S. has a chance, and our guest, the great Eric Winalda, you guys may remember him, played on three World Cup teams for the U.S., scored a great, great free kick goal against, I believe it was Switzerland back in the day. Yes, free kick in the 94 Cup against Switzerland. Go look that up on YouTube. Just bent it like Beckham into the corner. Really good stuff. And listen, Winalda never holds back. He is in touch with all the important people in U.S. soccer, and he breaks it down. He also breaks down the Gio Reyna situation. I know a lot of people are waiting for that. There is no injury, just to be clear. And, you know, Eric will break that down for you. I think we got a decent shot. Netherlands, 10 a.m. Saturday on the East Coast, 7 a.m. on the West Coast. I already had buddies, several of them. Hey, what bar are we going to at 7 a.m.? I'm like, guys, hey, 7 a.m. Saturday. By the way, that's usually when I play hoops. My son does not have a volleyball tournament. I don't think I can play basketball and miss U.S. Netherlands. I can't. I will try to push back the game. We'll see. I don't know. I don't know who's going on, what's going on with the gym space. But since I talked so much about the game with Winalda, I'm not going to go too deep into it here. Listen, you guys know I played soccer growing up. I play here as a dad out here on in some dad soccer tournaments. We did win one in 2019. Felt good. I had that was a great run for me. Since then, I've played in two tournaments. I've not been as good. So what did I find myself doing this week while watching the game at home? Just get a ball under my foot and do some minor drills to get the, I got the itch. Who doesn't have the itch? Come on. Like, watching the World Cup is so exciting. In other sports news, and there's not much else out there, the college football rankings came out, and no real surprise, Michigan 2. Obviously, number one remains Georgia. The interesting, you know, if you want to call it interesting, at 3, it's currently TCU. They're undefeated. Not a massive surprise. At 4 is USC. Now, USC plays Utah, and if they are able to beat Utah, folks, I'm of the belief that they will leapfrog TCU. Now, TCU's playing Kansas State. That's not a layup. I wrote about this game for FoxSports.com from a gambling perspective. Because, yes, I don't have enough jobs. The podcast, The Herd, and I do write about gambling for FoxSports.com. TCU was trailing Kansas State 28-10. Kansas State's quarterback, Adrian Martinez, the former Nebraska quarterback, gets hurt. The backup comes in. They could not do anything in the second half. I mean, it was crazy how much they struggled with the backup quarterback. And after that, it was just like, TCU. I mean, they scored 28 straight points. TCU gets the dub. But guess what's going to happen this time? The backup quarterback now has a lot of experience. He has, I believe he's played every single game since then and has not lost, and he's laying the wood. This is what he did when he came in as a backup quarterback. His name's Will Howard. Second half possessions, up 28-10. Missed field goal, interception, turnover on downs. This was at their own 30-yard line. Unbelievable. Missed field goal, interception, ball game. Like, that is as bad as it gets for a second half. That being said, K-State's going to be frisky here. Just be careful, okay? I like TCU. I got a buddy who pitched. He plays hoops with me. He was a pitcher on the TCU baseball team, so he's like a huge fan. I think he's going to the Big 12 championship game. It's never easy in the Big 12 championship game. Go look at the history. There's been a ton of upsets in this. Beating a team twice, yada, yada, yada. I wouldn't automatically lay it if I were you with TCU. By the way, if you care, I bet the first half under. I think it's going to be a little tight for both teams with so much on the line for TCU. At any rate, I think USC will have a better resume than TCU, even though they have the loss, and that would set up a USC-Michigan game, which is fascinating. If not, you get the Heisman Trophy winner, Caleb Williams, up against Georgia's incredible defense. We've seen what they did to Bo Nix in the opener. We saw what they did to just about everyone else that they faced. I mean, they had a couple close games, but not like really close. I mean, they bottled up Hendon Hooker. He was struggling big time in that game. They confused him. If you care, 5th is Ohio State, but they don't have the resume to pass TCU or USC. Alabama is 6th. They have 2 losses. I personally think if TCU loses, Alabama will get in there at 4. But does the committee want to put Alabama against Georgia? And what's the reasoning? Alabama played 4 ranked teams on the road. Go tell me what everyone else who's competing with Alabama. Ohio State hasn't played anybody. Just forget it. I don't want to hear the Penn State garbage. Penn State has faced nobody. They've beaten nobody. They are not a worthy. So that's like barely a good win. Alabama has played a lot of close games against a lot of good teams. That game against Texas on the road, people forget that was Quinn Ewers' second career start. Quinn Ewers was like, for a moment this season, like, wow, this guy's got a future top 10 pick. Now, Texas has struggled to an 8-4 record. That being said, all the schedules are not created equal. So 8-4 for Texas is not a bad look. If you look at the advanced stats and FPI, according to ESPN, like, Texas is considered a top 10 team. I know that's crazy. I know the record doesn't say they are. They lose a bunch of close games. Texas is better pretty much than anyone not named Michigan that Ohio State played. And that wasn't even, I don't think, the best team Alabama played. They lost to Tennessee when they had their quarterback. And by the way, Tennessee has no chance. Hendon Hooker's done for the season. You take that into consideration. He was a Heisman, finalist. He's certainly in the top three. It's going to be Stroud, Hooker, and Caleb Williams. Like, he's done. So, with Hooker out, Tennessee has no chance. They're not in the discussion. They lost by 30. You lose by 30. Come on. At any rate, I don't think there's that much drama, but I'm just going to tease it. Tomorrow's guest, I don't think we've ever had him on the podcast, but I have had him on my Saturday radio show back in the day. You will like him. College football guy to break down championship weekend. He is into gambling as well. It's going to be fun. Without further ado, let's get to our guest, former U.S. national team forward, Eric Winalda.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
You know a guy.
Jason likes to think he knows everything when it comes to sports.
I know what sports fans want.
But for everything he doesn't, he knows a guy who does.
Let's just say I know a guy who knows a guy. Knows another guy.
All right, let's welcome into Straight Fire one of the greatest strikers in U.S. soccer history. He was on, played for three different World Cups. 1990, and we'll not talk about the red card. 94, where he had an incredible free kick, and 98, Eric Winalda. Eric, what is up, my man?
How are you doing? It's good to see you.
I'm excellent. I'm on cloud nine. We're recording this a couple hours after the U.S. survived. Can I say survived Iran 1-0? I mean, what the hell? It should have been 2-0 or 3. According to XG, one of those stats, Eric, we had 1.42 expected goals. And I think Iran had 0.6 or 0.7, but that was way closer than it should have been
But I want your thoughts on it. Obviously, you played on the national team. Fire away. Whatever you got.
No, I actually, you know, being a Vegas insider now, I took this one right. I had a set 1-0. You know, the game was clearly going to be difficult. This is a coach in Carlos Quiroz that we know very well. I think I've said this on numerous platforms. We used to employ this guy. He wrote the document called 2010, not Odyssey 2010, but this was the idea was for him to show us how to win a World Cup. We paid him a lot of money to do that. So he used to work for us. And the irony, I guess, is he was playing for a tie and he didn't pull it off. So this was certainly his audition. If he would have pulled off that tie, I guarantee he would have submitted his resume to U.S. soccer. But look, I knew it was going to be that kind of game. I really have to commend some of the performances today. Berhalter, our coach, he got it right. Putting Carter Vickers, it was the right matchup for Taremi, who is a great striker for Iran. You know, we struggled up front again, and obviously Pulisic gets the injury. Looks like he's going to be all right. It's just a pelvic contusion, I think it was.
I don't know what that means. I did see an image of him in a hospital, I guess, getting checked out.
Yeah, he's all right. But, I mean, look, that, you know what, I guess you could say if you had to put your cojones on the line, I think that's what he did today. You know, what an epic moment. What an iconic goal. I mean, that's going to be that's going to be something that we watch over and over again. I don't think it trumps the Landon Donovan goal against Algeria some years back, but it's right up there, in my opinion, with one of the most important goals our country has ever scored. So it was a game that I expected. I was hoping for the 1-0. I just, knowing this Iran side, they could have come back and ruined our day with just one strike, and they almost pulled it off. But 1-0, we'll take it.
Now, listen, I don't want to rehash too much of England and the Wales match because those are in the distant past at this point. That being said, I've had a lot of questions about striker, which you mentioned. And you were, until 2008, the leading scorer, I think, in U.S. soccer history. Eric, you know, this is now three games, and Sergeant Haji Wright, goose egg. Maybe two shots on goal. I don't even know if it's that many. Where the hell is Jesus Ferreira? Sorry to get angry, but all I've been watching in MLS, this guy's awesome. And, you know, he was the number one striker, we thought, throughout much of the qualifying process. And he hasn't sniffed the field so far. What have you heard internally?
We actually thought that he was starting today. That was a last-minute scratch that we saw Sargent in the nine position. Look, I think what you come to understand with this coach, that he plays a certain system that is never going to favor the number nine or the forward. It just isn't. It's a function within a system that forces you to play a little more defense than you really want, to be in certain pockets of the field where that you're not going to get a goal from there. The angles will always be wrong, and you have to wait for your moments, and they're few and far between. So I would have hated playing in this system because it really is a system that is built around the central point is not the goal scorer. It's about the speed on the wings. And we've seen that with Weah. We've seen that with Christian Pulisic. And we're still waiting to see if Gio Reyna will get some minutes. Aronson got some minutes today, but hard to play forward on this team. That's all I'll say. Ferreira is a player that I thought would come in the last minute to this one simply because we were having a hard time holding the ball. He's clever and he can get us out of trouble. Not necessarily to score a goal. Again, that's your function within this system. I mean, coming into the game, you were right. We only had two shots on goal. That was the worst in the tournament. Every team that had played two games, we had only managed two shots on goal, and everybody was above that. So today was different. You know, we got after it. We got after it early. We got our goal, and then, you know, made some adjustments that were necessary defensively. Got to say that Greg Berhalter got it right as far as the defensive effort and the substitutions. But, man, that's just – as a fan, you know, as a player or a coach, you're not going to be under that much duress. But as a fan, as I was today, as just a dad watching the U.S. national team play, man, that was nerve-wracking. I mean, yeah.
Oh, my God. Just, couldn't get the ball for the final 30 minutes.
No, it was just like, all right, here comes the next wave, and let's just try and stop them. I certainly don't like that way of playing. That's not the way I would have adjusted. But we got out of there with a 1-0. We got the Netherlands next.
Okay. Yeah. And that's not going to work against the Netherlands. We can agree on that, right?
Well, it, It depends on if we get ahead. If we get ahead in the Netherlands, 100%, he will go to that system and try to just build a couple of walls in front of our goal and hope nothing bad happens. That's not the way you finish off teams, to be honest. When you get ahead 1-0, 45 through 60, got to go for it. Try and get that second goal. That's how you beat the Netherlands. You don't wait for them to figure it out.
We'll come back to Netherlands in a little bit, but you keep saying that Berhalter got it right. I would agree with Vickers. He was kind of an enforcer back there. I thought Zimmerman was awful against England. And I do want to ask you, what is the deal with Moore? Why is he playing? He was terrifyingly bad in like 10 minutes against England, and I thought he was garbage today. Nearly gave up a penalty kick, like tackling the guy from behind in the box. What happened to Yedlin? He played in the first match.
Well, so Shaq is a defensive player. It has been determined or at least assessed by our staff that he is a better defender than Yedlin. And in those kind of games, he has the trust of the coaching staff. So they're going to put him in those kind of spots. Cameron Carter-Vickers was fantastic today. He really was. And he's very fast. He's very strong. And he's unafraid to engage in a tackle. Very smart too, man. There's a couple of times where it was like, no. And he didn't.
Yeah. Where he was shielding the forward to the, when Turner came out to grab it.
Right.
That was a smart play. Yeah.
Well, it lets you know he's there and he's not afraid to muscle you. And I love that about him. If you put, Walker Zimmerman in the same spot, does he handle that appropriately? Does he accidentally foul? Does he trip on the guy? Are we looking at another penalty kick? So smart move for Greg to get that right. That line of five at the end, having Walker Zimmerman in the lineup to be able to head all those aerial attacks away. Yep. Smart move. You have to say, we just didn't have anything in the last 15 minutes to bust us out of there. After we had taken off Wea, after Christian was out of the game, Aronson was kind of left on his own with Haji Wright, and that just wasn't enough. We couldn't hold the ball, and again, it was just wave after wave after wave. I mean, honestly, if the game lasts 10 more minutes, I don't think we survive it. But
yeah,
to your word, survive. That's really what was happening. But it was a clock watcher, that's for sure. We were all to the clock going, come on, blow the whistle.
Yeah, All right. We'll get to Gio Reyna in a sec. One last thing, and this is more positive than anything. I think the breakout star for the U.S. has been Dest. I did not know he was as good. Now I start reading about him, AC Milan, Barcelona. I mean, Eric, this kid is dynamic. I thought he's been maybe the best player we've had. I know Tyler Adams has been outstanding, but best for me is in the discussion so far as just one of the best players we've had.
And look, the goal we got today, there's an ex-player from Barcelona, Dani Alves, who was probably best friends with Lionel Messi in his heyday. And that was the exact run, the exact play that got Messi a ton of goals. It's the run from behind. It requires a chip over the top. Usually it would have been someone like Iniesta or Xavi Hernandez in that setup in those days with Dani Alves. You have to think that something rubbed off on him in his time at Barcelona, because that was picture perfect. Kudos to McKinney for seeing the run and putting in a pass in behind the defense that they can do nothing about when the timing is good. And go back and watch the goal. Watch Christian's just absolute pickup. It was like watching somebody in a race car going from first to second, third gear, and just how fast he got to where he needed to go, and then sacrificed everything. And he's in the hospital for it. He's okay, but he did have to take a trip to the hospital to get a scan to make sure nothing was broken. What a hit he took, man. What a hit. I mean, watch it again. I mean, the goalkeeper's left knee goes to a spot where you just don't want to get hit at that speed.
All right, let's get to the big story. Every fan is clamoring for Gio Reyna, the dynamic young potential star. I don't know if he's a star yet, but the potential certainly there. He is, going to play a big part in the U.S. future, and he's played, maybe 12 minutes against England? I don't even know what the exact number is. But you uncovered some sort of drama unfolding behind the scenes. Berhalter versus Reyna. Claudio Reyna is his dad. He's a U.S. soccer legend. What's the latest there? What does this stem from?
Well, first of all, I mean, this whole thing started with a Twitter hit that I did at LA Times, and I did somewhat misspeak, which I do have to own up to, because I made it sound like there was more to it than there really is. But the truth is that, you know, it started with me text messaging Claudio Reyna, and we haven't been exchanging information about this. I want to make that very clear. It was just two dads saying, you know, man, I hope the kid gets in. So I used the word consoling when I was talking about this this issue. And the issue was, is that Greg Berhalter, after the first game, misrepresented the status of the player. And you can't do that. You can't go up on the stage and say he's hurt. And then, unfortunately, the media asked the player, you know, oh, I heard you were hurt. He says, I'm not hurt. I'm fine. And so, you know, when you look at it from that lens, as a player that's done everything he could to get back into the team, and has had a history of muscle issues that could have prevented from playing, but he wasn't with it. And so, you know, I think that they've mishandled the situation. I was told that everything has been ironed out, okay, and he's going to start seeing some time on the field, but didn't get in today. So, you know, the narrative now is he must be hurt. He must be hurt, but that's not what the kid is telling, you know, the likes of, you know, Jeff Carlisle at ESPN. See, I'm not hurt at all. I'm just out of favor. So, you know, it wasn't that I uncovered anything. I just pointed out, like, hey, what's going on here? You know, the coach says you're hurt and you're not hurt. What is going on? And, unfortunately it really caught fire, and a lot of people, you know, made that their focus this week, which I really didn't like. I didn't like that would be a question that would be asked to our national team coach the day before a massive game like this. I didn't want it to be a distraction. Mm-hmm. I just don't want our national team coach misrepresenting the health of our player. Yeah. This is their career, but we're talking about.
Yeah. At the same time, we're talking about a 20-year-old, and, you know, you bring him over there and he's played a grand total of like 12 minutes. I don't know about shattering confidence or anything like that, but at some point he's got to ask, like, coach, what did I do to fall out of favor, right? That's just a natural question. Yeah. Do we know the answer to that?
I think right now, because we've kind of asked those questions, that it's really gone silent. I think that Gio's silence basically means I'm just going to focus on the game. I certainly don't want a microphone in my face. I don't think the Federation wants a microphone in his face either. Mm-hmm. So it's just focus in on staying healthy and waiting for that when you get the call, just be ready. He's not hurt. You know, we do know that much. He's just out of favor.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Ideally, what do you think the best position is for him in this Berhalter system?
Well, I mean, see, that's the big problem. I mean, for a lot of us, we're saying just put Tim Way up top. It doesn't really matter who the forward is. We need somebody who can make those kind of runs and can get behind the defense. He's supposed to be a right winger. Talking about Tim Weah right now. And the two times that he's really factored in the game is when he's made runs diagonally, scored a goal against Wales as a nine, as a forward. That he looked like a forward to me. And, you know, in that second game against England, we played with two forwards, Haji Wright and Tim Weah. It only lasted like 25 minutes, but we definitely, for the first time, threw a curveball out there and Tim Weah was up there. What this comes down to is a coach that has a player profile, that's what they call it. And once you've been pigeonholed into a profile and that's your position, and it's really plug and play with this coach and his system, you're not going to see him move anywhere. And so this team was selected around those premises. So like if you are the forward that's going to in a certain phase of the game play this way and have these qualities, that's where you are. Tim Weah has been a winger on the right side only because of X, Y, and Z. And that's what they like about him. And they're not going to deviate. They're not going to change their minds. They feel that it's unfair to do that to the player. And the rest of us are saying, well, that's unfair to cheat us out of as many goals as this kid would score if we just get him a little closer to the net. So it's tricky. It's tricky. I mean, every coach does things differently, but you can't argue with the results. Mm-hmm. I mean, tie win. Right. You know,
well,
hold on.
Tie win. I mean,
look,
all right.
It's a tie and a tie to win against opponents that we thought coming in were going to give us a lot more trouble than they did. You know, we have yet to be scored on from the play that's
yeah, fair.
We can hang your hat on. We have a goalkeeper with two shutouts and, you know, looking at today, we were very pragmatic. It was very methodical, but man, I'll take those 3 points any day.
And of course,
yeah. Get out of the group. So, but now,
let me ask you this:
but the Netherlands now? Let's go.
Well, wait, hold on. One more thing. So, where does I'm trying to read about Weah playing for his club team? Is he a striker or is he a right winger primarily?
He's a winger, and he's played on the left side as well.
Okay,
time in France. So, I think we'll see him move somewhere. He might be. A great target, as is Musa, who's playing in Valencia. But I think this is just a way that this coach wants to address it. There's three guys that are competing for one spot. There's Sargent, essentially Ferreira, and
Haji, yeah.
Right. So and then you know we saw Jordan Morris come into the game late.
Yeah, that was stunning.
And so that surprised a lot of people. But I mean, but to answer that question, but people. You know, start to really freak out about why wasn't it right now? There's only 4 minutes left to go in the game plus extra time, and they thought that his speed and his power would help. I mean, it's almost like he's reading off the player profile: speed, power. If all the sources were telling us that Gio was warming up as if he was going to go in at the start of the second half, because things went so well, they changed their mind and they sat him down. So the fear was to get him back up, warm him up again, and roll him out there and have him tighten up or get hurt. So that was the report. He was experiencing tightness, therefore he didn't get in. Normally you'd say, oh, okay, it makes sense. You know, Reyna's had some issues. So if he had a muscle, not a good idea to put him in. Problem is the player, you know, said, I'm not injured at all. Tight. I'm ready to go. I'm 100%. And everybody went, whoa, what is going on? So all those questions that started coming out were valid. Valid questions. The guy that can help us. You're saying he's hurt. Player says he isn't. Where do we go from here?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. That's fair. So moving on to Netherlands. I don't know. To my untrained eye, Netherlands has not been, you know, blow me away incredible so far through three games. They advanced, obviously, won their group, but they don't look like the same Netherlands. I think Netherlands got third place in 2014. They don't look that good. Now, I know Depay hasn't played as much because he's coming back from the injury, but can you assess what's going on with Netherlands?
Well, Gakpo, they
oh, geez.
This kid's good. He's good. Scoring in every game is a problem. Klaassen is a great midfielder, doesn't get enough credit. De Jong is someone that we know really, really well. It's that back line, really. You know, when we talk about Aki and Virgil van Dijk and De Ligt, these are three world-class defenders. So, they haven't been impressive. You know, they actually got outshot by Ecuador 15-2.
I saw that.
We're complaining about our inability to get scoring opportunities. So are they. They're really struggling. So, man, if you're ever going to play the Netherlands in a World Cup, this would be it. They're not the version that everyone thought they were going to be, and they don't scare anybody. So we could beat them. We could certainly beat them. And it gets really interesting, not to jump ahead, but we're looking at the way the bracket works out with Group C and D. We're going to – you know, basically, C1 is going to play against D2. What that means is that the team coming in second in Group D is going to play against the top group from C. That could be Poland, not Argentina. So the way this works out, we could possibly, dance away from the likes of playing against France or Argentina, which normally would have been the case. Get by the Netherlands, you might get a Tunisia. Might get in Australia. You might this could get weird. Yes, you could get bored. Who knows?
So I love the positivity, but I do have to ask.
It's a game to play. I know.
Yeah. Well, so Berhalter's system that you talked about, how does that match up with what the Netherlands does?
So it we have to change, and that's the beauty of this. He plays with the three back system, and he goes for it. Wales plays with the three back system, but they don't. They'll sit back and try to counter you because they have speed players. They had Johnson, Daniel James, and Kiefer Moore once he came on, but Bale played in this one, and he wasn't terrific, but still a speed option. With this side, with Memphis Depay and these forwards, they're going to leave three back, but they're going to send one number forward. So we won't have as much freedom as we've had in the past with Musa and Adams and McKennie. It's going to be a game. We just got to outwork them. That is the engine for us, the middle of the park. So it's a fascinating game. It really is. Saturday, 10 a.m., I believe, will be the kickoff.
Yes, 10 a.m. Eastern.
And that's going to be fantastic.
The other weird thing is I noticed we had an awesome first half against Wales, awesome first half against Iran. Second half, it didn't really go our way either time. I know we survived Iran. Can you address what that is and why that's happening and you know, if that happens against Netherlands, you know, come on, we're going to be in deep, deep trouble.
True. You know, we've been Belichick three times, basically. What that means is, you know, the other team does assess what you're doing and they make adjustments. And then you have to make adjustments to their adjustments. We don't adjust.
Oh, geez.
And that's been our issue. The only thing that we did today, different than what we did against Wales, and if we saw Walker Zimmerman's mistake, Walker Zimmerman doesn't dive in like that if he's got an extra body in there to protect him when you play with five in the back. But he knows that even if he gets turned, there's an extra pair of legs that will get in the way. So he felt that he had to go into that tackle. It was ill-advised. It was a bad tackle. It was a silly mistake. That is something that's the only change that we really made in this competition. So when we go up against the Netherlands, we're going to have to deviate from what we have been doing if we're going to throw them off. And I think it really is going to come down to the players because Players win games, coaches lose them, referees ruin them, by the way. But hey, our players figure out a way to win this game possibly on their own. And that's going to take instincts. It's not a set script that's been laid out by a coach or a plan. These are battles that you have to improvise. And I hope we get that opportunity to do that because we're talented enough.
Do we have any edges that you can see on the field, matchups schematically against Netherlands?
Well, I mean, one of the things that we could possibly see is a late run from a midfielder, meaning McKennie or Musa. We can outrun them in breaking lines, which means if we get the ball wide or we get the ball into a position where we have Pulisic or could be Weah running laterally against them, when they step, they won't. Their midfield will not chase our midfield if we choose to risk it and to run in between the lines. So that could be. So it's called a late run or a third man running. And if we can stay true to that, and just outwork the Dutch center of the park, that's where we get them. The way I see it in my mind is the ball does get to the line. And the forward makes a run and kind of pulls somebody out of that pocket. That central midfielder for Holland doesn't do a very good job sometimes of tracking his runners. And if the ball's hit with the right pace in between the right people, you can just clean up the mess on that back post and no one will even know you were coming. And they're only going to know that you were there after the ball hits the back of the net. So it's kind of a late run idea, but our guys have their legs to do that. I'm sure it won't be Tyler, but it might be McKennie or Musa. Those are the two guys that can really exploit this Dutch team.
So if we're out for the gamblers out there, we do have a lot of gamblers. We have some gambling advertising on the podcast. If you're looking to bet long shot goal, Musa or McKennie, not a bad idea.
Yeah, absolutely not. Especially if we get our set pieces right. I think
we could use you on a set piece, Eric. Goodness. Did you see that awful effort from right outside the box? I mean, what was
it? I should have let Kellen Acosta hit it. He if he has one thing or one contribution to the team, he is very good on set pieces. He's played in two games thus far. We should let him take every corner when he's out there and every set piece because he is a specialist. I mean, Pulisic is not good on corner kicks.
Yeah, dude, he was off. I feel like a clean 0-2. Well, in efforts. I mean, goodness. And the opener, he was really, really bad, right?
Right. And our plan needs to change against Holland mainly because of the Netherlands. Because, by the way, they have a 6'8" goalkeeper. Okay.
Oh.
And this guy, I mean, I made a joke today. I said, if he spiked his hair, he'd be touching the crossbar. I mean, this guy is big. So it's not the kind of game where you're going to have to, you know, you're going to float a ball in there in the box and hope somebody wins a header. He's just going to come out and take that right off your forehead.
But they were thoroughly outplayed by Ecuador. I mean, that was as one-sided a game as you'll get in a 1-1 game.
And then Ecuador turns around and loses to Senegal this morning. So, I mean, this World Cup's crazy. You have Saudi Arabia taking out Argentina, Costa Rica taking out Japan, Germany losing to Japan after outshooting them 26-4 or something crazy. So this World Cup is crazy thus far. I think if you are – looking at making a bet, always favor the African sides in these preliminary games because they're just more familiar with their surroundings. They're okay with the dry air. I would say it's been a topic. I mean, most of the players internally are talking about how they can't breathe after 15 minutes.
Wow. Saudi Arabia, Mexico. Maybe Mexico's been very bad in the tournament. I feel like
that's a one. So Saudi, I think they'll split the points. But Poland has really struggled in this tournament, and that's why they've been so defensive. They haven't been able to throw guys forward like usual. That victory against Saudi Arabia was just a very well orchestrated, planned attack. Where basically you say it's almost like they took four plays off. Now we go, and at least they all knew. We're like, okay, now we charge. And they just orchestrated that beautifully. Great coaching for Poland. Obviously, Lewandowski is no one to be trifled with. He's really good when he's on.
Awesome stuff. Eric Winalda, already excited about a potential USA-Poland matchup of the quarters.
Hey, might be Tunisia. I love it. Who knows? You know, either way, it's not
Tunisia. Wow.
So, you know, if we could avoid those two, I mean, that really is a crash course for disaster. Getting by the Netherlands with the way things are shaping up in Group C and D, We could get Denmark. We could have an opponent that we could really lay into and find ourselves going really far in this competition. Looking forward to
it. Love it. Good stuff. All right, Eric. Thanks a lot, man.
You got it.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.